In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. This liturgical expression has its origin in the scriptures, all the way back to Genesis, in statements like those of Abraham, who says, "Behold, I have undertaken to speak to the Lord, I who am but dust and ashes." And likewise, Job, "God has cast me into the mire," he says, "and I have become like dust and ashes." So ashes are a symbol of our mortality. But of course, man was not created to be mortal. Man was not created to sin. It is an astonishing thought because we're so familiar with the opposite. But nonetheless, it is absolutely true. Sin and death are alien to our very nature. What we consider normal is anything but normal. We have become what we were never intended to be, and something that should not be. So the fire of God's goodness reduces us to ashes, returns us to dust. But the promise given to Adam and Eve, and thus to the entire human race, is that this would not be the end of our story. From the ashes, we would arise once more. From the dust, we would return and live again. And this because of the offspring of the woman. Here is an even more astonishing truth. The Son of God would come to be born of a mortal woman and bear our mortal frame, becoming, in a sense, ashes and dust himself. Indeed, even becoming sin for us. So where is our laziness toward God and our apathy toward the righteous things of God? In the flesh of Jesus. Where is our boredom with the things of God and our disordered infatuation with the things of this world? In the flesh of Jesus. Where is our neglect of his word and our delight in the drama of sinful lives? In the flesh of Jesus. He has become sin for us. Where is our hatred, not just of corrupt authority, but of authority, period? Our know-it-all arrogance, our self-satisfaction. These things also are in the flesh of Jesus. Where is our lust, our insatiable appetite for more and for different, our greedy desire for sexual satisfaction, or to lord it over the head of our spouse? These things are in the flesh of Jesus. Where is our discontent, our avoidance of doing what is right, our constant readiness to do what is wrong? Where are all those things that we knowingly and unknowingly fail to do? All of this is in the flesh of Jesus. He who knew no sin, he who was himself sinless, became sin for us. And he did this to destroy our sins in his flesh upon the cross. He did this so that by dying he might put death to death. And he did this because he who made you loves you. He did these things so that we who are ash will rise from the ashes, and we who are dust will arise from the dust, so that we will not be as Adam is, but rather as Christ is. That is why it is said that he is our new Adam. And thus, the ashes on our foreheads are marked in the shape of the cross, because the cross is the sign of his love. It is the sign that he has chosen you. It is the sign that he has forgiven you all your sins, that he does not stand aloof from you in the sorrows of your own sins, in the sorrows of the sins that others have committed against you, and the shame that you bear. He comes and covers himself in all these ashes, that he might bring an end to all ashes forever, raising us in a body that is glorified like unto his own, and raising us in souls purified and cleansed from all sins forever. You can see why it is that the prophet then cries out, speaking the words of the Lord, yet even now, return to me with all your heart. Those three words, yet even now, are of the utmost comfort, because it doesn't matter how rebellious you may have been, or how dead in trespasses, or how hidden away and angry, yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me. Return to me with all your heart. And of course, those are the things we read with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Not mere external expressions. As the word says, we rend our hearts, not our garments, but the external matches the internal. And so we fast, we weep, we mourn. But we do so as those who have hope. Hope in the mercy of God. Even now, yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful. And that is really what this Lenten season is all about. One side of the coin is meditating upon our sins, confessing them, and grieving over them. But the other side of the coin is that God has so loved us, he has taken our sins away from us as if they were his own. And indeed, so they have become his own. And so he is crucified and puts them away forever. That sets us free this Lenten season to rejoice also in our God who is gracious and merciful. And so it is a time to draw near to him, to the one who loves us so, to put away those things in our lives that have cropped up and pushed us far away from him, to embrace fasting and prayer and alms, to embrace faith and hope and love and all the other virtues of which St. Peter speaks. These are the ways in which we find ourselves renewed by the goodness and mercy of our God. Return to the Lord. And indeed, that is his call. When he says to you, come to my table this day. Come, you who are weak. Come, you who are heavy laden. Come and receive grace and mercy. Bread and wine and oil of gladness. What he gives here, he says, is his very body and his very blood, given and shed for us for the forgiveness of our sins. That means his call for you to return to him, to return to this table, is a call only for sinners, that we who are sinners might come and have divine forgiveness, have that which actually cleanses our hearts and creates within us a new spirit. It is really inconceivable, astonishing goodness, that we who are but dust and ashes, here receive the body and blood of the Son of God himself, and so become, just as the scriptures say, partakers of his divine nature, destined not merely to go to the grave, but to go through the grave, to rise from the grave, and to be those who have conquered sin and conquered death through the power of the cross of Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.